Normally, the pilgrims, they will conduct your hearing now, so we have our paperwork, I think, in order.
Okay, sir. Well, we were getting ready to move into phase two. Well, I'm going to, this is the continuation of the community supervision revocation hearing for Jordan R. Riley, ADC number 76149. We're moving to phase two, moving, sir, before we lose your turn, we're going to give you some background information, so continue to hold on the phone, then I'll get back to you in a sec.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Okay, yes, sir. Riley was released from ADC custody on 11/26/2018 and arrested on 1/7/2019 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1/7/2019 with a CSED of 7/27/2019, 0 abscondings. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated domestic violence, 3 years. Prior convictions, 1988, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 1990, unlawful imprisonment, 1 year, 6 months. 2003, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2006, commitment D, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, commitment E, count 1, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2013, unlawful imprisonment, 1 year, 6 months. This is his 6th term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG Criminal Street Gang Warrior Society. Prior terms of supervision, 1990, parole, release, absconded 5 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 1991, home arrest, reverted to parole, completing 5 months. 2004, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2010, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2015, TIS release, absconded, was arrested, reached CSED in custody, 0 abscondings. Disciplinary is moderate with communication device intoxicants noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were either not filed or dismissed. He has a GB score of G6, B7.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Riley, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So, November 26th of 2018, you were approved as IED, right? And on January 4th, I stopped abruptly there. Well, it's just kind of dated November 26th of 2018. You went to, resided Leroy.
Yes, sir.
And then it says 1/4 of 2018, which is 10 months earlier. And very much prior to your release, so I don't know. Would that be of 2019 that you were assigned or approved or resigned at TLC, sir?
No, I was staying at V-Ray. Can I say something?
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure this out. It looks like...
Okay. I was directed, and I did. Like I said, my letter there, I wrote to you guys, I'm not denying that residency was established, but they denied me because they didn't accept me because I needed 2 forms of ID, and I only had 1, and I did go, but residency wasn't maintained on the 4th of January, 2019.
Okay, yeah, well, my confusion was that the way the explanation was written here, it says 1/4 of 2018, so that's why it was 1/4 of 2019.
19, yeah.
And it was TLC. And I think you referred, well, this part said you filled out the report and never established residency. So what you're saying is you went there and they told you later because you didn't have a proper ID.
Yes, sir, my social security card.
Why, did you contact your PO about that?
I texted her and I told her, I said, it's not, because it was at 5 o'clock when I went there. And I had just got the parole office about 4:30 that evening. And she had the rest of the day right before that too. And I contacted her by text, and she didn't respond to me by text or anything. She didn't call. And they told me on the 4th, they told me to come back on Monday, which was the 7th, and I didn't show back up. And I tried to explain myself, and that was that.
Okay. It says here that your PO tried to get a hold of your emergency contact with your wife, Michelle, and the phone, it said the phone was no longer in service.
Yes.
So they were trying to get a hold of you.
I'm now accepted into the program. I don't know if you got that acceptance letter there, but I accepted
the
PIA.
We're discussing the reasons that you ended up back in there,
okay.
And violated and stuff. And
I'm
hope that some of this can get straightened out. So I'm putting on your first task under the pen. So it only shows that you were responsible for one sample and it was a negative. So I take it you don't have one problem, sir.
No, sir.
Very good. Very good. What about alcohol?
I'm alcoholic.
So why was that an issue if you were on release? Did you do any drinking while you're out for this short period of time?
No, I didn't. I maintained my sobriety and I moved forward. I just kept moving forward as I'm supposed to. I did run into a bump, you know what I mean? And I just put my place to stay, and that's all it was.
Okay.
I showed up from all my appointments with my PO. You know, I didn't, like I said, that was that.
So, you said you went back to him. There's a letter here from V-Day in which you discharged letter, so that when you were discharged, you owed them $589.
Yeah, and I didn't have that. That was within the period of 3 weeks, or 3.5 weeks.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is, even if they would, they would let you back in, they would pay that there. Was that TLC or V-Day?
Oh, V-Day. That was V-Day.
Okay, so that's
easy.
And TLC would say,
TLC and accepted me.
Yeah, so they accepted you there, but you will have the same issue if you are released and go to TLC. But start adding up pretty much as soon as you get there. And some of them not, I don't know about TLC, but some of the halfway houses want like the first 2 weeks up front.
I'm an iron worker. I work for GD Steel, and I've been doing iron work since 94. And my employment, I get paid very well. I'm losing out on money right now as we speak. But during the time of V-Play, it was kind of weird. I never did have one before. That's all he was. But, I'm sorry, and I accept my responsibility for that. Sorry to the parole board, the parole officer, to myself,
Okay. The shows that you were arrested, picked up by ABC on the 7th of January.
Yes, I was at the parole office.
And did you talk to him about why you had them turned down at V-Ray?
No, at TLC, you mean?
No, I mean, it's... Okay, so you went to TLC, you didn't have 2 points of ID.
Yeah.
So what did they say about that? I mean, if you don't have 2 points of ID and you weren't accepted at that time, there's nothing you can do about it except try to get the right identification form. So what I'm going to get at, did you talk to the PO about a solution other than getting rid of the birth rate?
Well, I, you know what, sir? I'll be totally honest with you. I went in there, I totally explained myself. I said, hey, can you take me to a halfway house? One that would accept me. And they basically told me, this is what I went through. They told me, sit down and you're going back, providing you're going back to prison. I tried to explain to them. I really did. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you the truth. And that was that. I said, can you take me to a halfway house? They won't take me to prison here. And we just kind of went back and forth right there. But that's what we said. I'm not here to lie or to say things that are not true, you know what I mean? I'm telling the truth of what happened that day.
Okay. I'm going to see if I thought one of them got any questions at this time. Okay. Mr. Turner, do you have some more information?
Yes, sir. If I can read a few notes from OMS, it might help clear a few things up. The offender did leave Beaver on 1-3. On 1-4, the offender was staffed after coming in. Offender had been walking away from Beaver because he had a job in Tucson, but they would not let him go. Offender admitted to living on the street and using meth as of 2 days ago. Offender warrant to be quashed because there was a warrant that was written on him. Warrant to be quashed, offender to make residence at TLC Roosevelt. Offender's next report date would be 1-7. On 1-4, offender in office from staying with stopping SBO Maynard, and Underwood, offender verbally admitted to methamphetamine use 3 days ago and sleeping in a friend's car since leaving Beaver. Offender was directed to report to New Approved Residence, TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85006. Offender was directed to report to WRPO PO Avery on 1-7. On 1-7, 2019, PO Avery contacted TLC to verify that the offender established residency on 1-4, 2019. PO Avery was advised that the offender failed to report to TLC on 1-4, 2018 and never established residency. On 1-7, 2019, we requested a warrant. Also on 1-7, 2019, upon searching the offender subject to his arrest, a 1 to 1.5 inch drinking straw with what seemed to have some type of residue was found by Community Corrections Officer Isabor in the pocket of the offender. The straw was secured and provided to CIU body. And then he was arrested and returned to custody.
May I ask you something?
Okay, I'm going back to you.
Okay.
All right, but you didn't have a question, did you? Okay, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, man. Well, that's how it basically went. It went just back and forth, me and the gentleman, the POs, and they say they found a straw in me, they say they found this in the rest of that's not mine. And if I could get these officers that arrested me, they would basically say that. So while I was arrested, I went in the car, the POs told the arresting officer to tell me that straw wasn't mine. As hard as it is to believe, this is what happened. Like I said, I'm not here to make up nothing, I'm just telling you what I know and what happened that day. You know, I'm not here to, you know, about the mess and everything like that. That's just ridiculous. I told them to UA me. I told them you can UA me right now. And they didn't want to. That's my violation. You know, and my violations are not in the place of state, not reporting. Not reporting to the place of the same idea, but I did go. I mean, I have no control over what people out there are saying or what's going on, even with the halfway house. You know, and I told them, I need to be here. They said, well, we need 2 forms of ID for you. And I said, well, I don't have that. And that's what really happened. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, let me ask this. Those comments that said that you self-admitted to using methamphetamine. Is that true?
No, sir. Even with the straw, I don't know.
The straw, what do you mean with the straw?
So they're telling, when I got arrested that day, they said they stopped something on me out of the straw. That's what he was talking about, the gentleman that was talking right there.
Okay.
And when I had left, got in the car, You know, it sounds...
Okay.
This is what happened, that just...
I'm a little confused, okay, because... okay, hang on a second, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. He was directed to report to TLC on 1-4.
Okay.
Whether he did or did not establish residency, whatever that went, he did not report back to the parole officer until 1-7, which was his next scheduled date. For his conditions, 12A, that he signed on 11-26-18, I will reside at my approved... reside at my approved address. If for any reason you leave or are discharged from your approved residence, you will report into the Western Regional Parole Office, WRPO, 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, by 10 a.m. the following business day. Which means that when he did not establish, for whatever reason that was, he should have reported by 10 a.m. on 1-5, not 1-7.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Back to
you.
I'm Mr. Turner, is what I'm asking a question.
Okay.
The information you brought out of the comments, I couldn't quite understand what you were talking about, but it was something about a straw.
Yes, sir.
So what?
I will reread the comment.
Okay.
On 1-7-2019, upon searching and leasing, the offender subject to the arrest, so prior to his arrest, before they actually took him away, a 1 to 1.5 inch drinking straw with what seemed to have some type of residue was found by CCO Isabel in the pocket of the offender. The straw was secured and provided to CIU Bobby.
Okay, thank you. Now I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do not know if there's any results of the residue that may or may not have been in there.
Okay. So now I understand what you're talking about straw. So, but let's, so you're saying that when the TO said that you self-admitted to using meth, that's not true?
Yes.
Okay, that's not true that you didn't say that to him, or that you haven't used meth?
I didn't say any of that.
Okay. All right.
We're
going to move back to the issues of the warrant, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you didn't establish residency and you didn't report back to the PO when you were supposed to after you couldn't establish residency on that date. You were a couple of days late. That's why we didn't refer to your scale days, I guess. Okay, no further questions from the board. So we're going to hear the end of the hearing. The board will be going to discuss and make a determination shortly. But before we would like to give an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you would like to tell the board that you think we might need to know? We just ask you not to repeat the information we've already covered. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Ladies and gentlemen, the board, I would like to say that, you know, it's kind of hard for me to not say that what they're saying against me, and I say something, but that's what you're saying, you don't have to say anything about it. I just like to apologize for not, you know what I mean, for not really paying attention to what I was doing. Paying attention to, I was wrong for not, telling my PO, let's say, I did contact before that, and I told them they're trying the money I don't have, what am I going to do about, that's what it was. And on that day, from V-Ray, I didn't know what to do. I was just, but now I am focused, I have a life out there, I have a life ahead of me, I have a job. I have children that depend on me, that are up there in the reservation, that need me, my presence in their life. My children are 12, 7, and 6. And, I'm the one who's there supporting them financially, really, with the help of their great auntie up there. Their great auntie is old. And, I work. I'm sorry. I messed up by, not changing, not advising my PO, not the resident change. But I did report to that TLC, that's my appointments as directed by my parole office, I serve between each and every one of those. You know, I mean, if I was doing all the bad stuff that they were saying that I was doing, that I did, that I said I did, that I think I would never show up at any of these hearings. That doesn't sound like a person that's trying to do right on parole. That, I mean, all the stuff that they're saying sounds like I should have still been out there absconding, taking up new charges, which I'm not.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, that's not what I want for my life. I want a better life for myself. You know, and you know, and then it's, I'm 50 years old. You know, it takes a lot. It took me a lot of years to realize what was right and wrong, and you know what I mean, and I mean what's right. You know, and I'm sorry and I apologize. You know, I just want, you know, to improve myself to you guys.
Okay.
Help to myself.
Okay, sir. The board will be doing a discussion now. The way to determination, we'll be speaking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be, but we ask that you stay on the phone.
Okay.
You can listen to the entire conversation, but please be silent during the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll have a discussion. Well, that was an unfortunate situation with Mr. Riley. He wasn't out very long at all. And with the situation, I mean, I can understand possibly, you know, being turned away from the one halfway house Newbury for posting the violation and the lack of payment. But when he was approved to go to TLC, and whether or not he reported the two ordinances on that, but regardless, he was not an established residency, and may have been because of the ID or whatever, but he was supposed to report the next day to the PO's office about that. And that's intended so that they're, you know, someone they're honest and they can get in place somewhere else. He didn't do that. And when he did come into the office after a short period of time, really, everything that happened during that staffing led to not quashing the warrant and returning to DLC. With the overall circumstances, I don't see Mr. Riley as a candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to the discussion from our fellow board members, if any. Any discussion? Okay, so based on all the information, we're looking at 2019W0057, Mr. Riley's testimony with information from the Department of Corrections. I do move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Riley as an agreement by law term condition of supervision and have lapse or without lapse in criminal age for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kendall. Mr. Riley, okay, sir. The board is voting to revoke the community supervision at this time. You are scheduled to be released July 27th of this year. It's a few months away, about 6 months away. Suggest that you take the time between now and then and try to take some ENA and AA classes there in the Department of Corrections, but make yourself a good plan. You should be able to get assistance through your tribal government to help you with your alcohol addiction. And because you need a little bit out of control as you start building high steel, you got to be nice and sober and good work.
Yes, sir.
That's, you know, I respect anybody who can work, even two floors. I don't know, I'm going to walk on those doors.
Yeah, I was working downtown, but I was up there.
Well, you got to be nice and sober for that, so you don't want to have a relapse. And
yeah,
that's the first thing your alcohol does, is it destroys your judgment.
Destroys everything.
That's when you destroy everything. Trouble when we get drunk. So, anyway, sir, this will end the hearing and we'll need to put on next, or late, or the 4-3.
All right. It was every day, thank you.
Thank you.